Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
For 35 years, Jay Bartlett has rescued souls in more than 75 nations on 6 continents, reaching millions with the love and power of God. The dead has been raised, demons cast out, the sick cured, the broken-hearted healed. Stay tuned to one of the world's most astounding podcasts. Deliverance with Jay Bartlett is next. Live, worldwide, Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next few minutes, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you are about to experience deliverance.
On our planet, there are various forms of life. Humans coexist with animals and plants. But did you know we also coexist with supernatural beings from another realm? In this supernatural realm, there are numerous entities that I believe you need to be aware of. You need to know about their activities. Billions, though, have chosen to remain in ignorance, in the dark, regarding these supernatural beings. Only a few are willing to peer into the supernatural and take the journey to explore the unknown and the strange. For you must understand, most humans are just aware of the seen. Yet there is a realm of the unseen. In this realm, there are multitudes of entities that take upon various forms and personalities when they invade time and space. Would you like to know about them? Would you like to know their intentions? Would you be interested in knowing about their supernatural deeds? If you do, then this podcast is for you. As I mentioned, those entities usually exist in a realm where their identity is often obscured. However, there are moments when they appear and take upon a form of a ghost, a monster, a human, or a vampire. Are you, my friends, still interested in peering into this realm and taking this supernatural journey to explore the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural? Hopefully, this podcast will open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, to the reality of this realm and the evil that exists there. It's my desire to take you on an unforgettable journey that I'm convinced, my friends, will change your outlook on life. So get ready as we explore the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. On today's edition of Deliverance, I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next few minutes exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance, my friend.
Mm-hmm. God has bestowed upon this global mission an extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms, where thousands are encountering the risen Jesus and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have, perhaps, created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us. Taste of His powers at jbartlettmissions.com. Heavenly experiences are for real. Watch and see at jbartlettmissions.com.
Monsters are real. I've encountered monsters. I've had many family members, loved ones, friends that have shared with me their encounters with monsters. Monsters are for real, my friends. You know, speaking about exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural, monsters coexist with us. You need to be aware about these ancient monsters, these supernatural, unknown, strange monsters. Monsters are appearing to people at various locations and at various times all over the globe. I could recount numerous sightings of monsters here in North America that has occurred in the past century. I believe monsters are for real. I believe they exist. Do you believe in monsters? Perhaps you've had an encounter with a monster. Monsters, goblins, ghosts are for real. These creatures of the night have been making odd appearances for a very long time. One can go back as far as the 16th, 17th centuries to read of accounts of ancient monsters. One such occurrence occurred in the 4th of August of 1577 during a morning church service. In the UK, according to the Reverend Abraham Fleming, quote, a strange and terrible wonder occurred on this dreadful day, close quote. During a violent thunderstorm, the congregation was amazed to see an enormous, massive, black-covered beast, its body flashing fire, enter the church and run swiftly through the building. The beast killed two members of the congregation, my friends, that morning. The beast, this monster, apparently also visited another community nearby where it killed three more men and women and scorched many worshipers. Burns left by the manifestation could still be seen on one of the doors to the church building. Legend has it that these monsters, known for their blazing eye, can scorch, electrocute, pass through solid objects before exploding violently. These monsters have usually been spotted near prehistoric sites, bridges, streams, and oddly enough, churches. So where did these monsters come from? Are they some form of a space creature that we're just unaware of at this time? Perhaps these monster stories, encounters, were the result of someone's imagination. Did these monsters come from hell? Did they come from the devil? At the end of this podcast, I'm going to be providing some answers, and before the commercial break, I'm going to provide some observations to these often sought-out questions about monsters. Now, some monsters, however, seem to be minding their own business, as is the case with the little green monster in Arnold, Pennsylvania. Now, this is a monster story that I came across some time back in my studies on the subject. This particular monster appeared to five boys in the February of 1981. The five boys between the ages of 11 and 16 were just spending their Saturday afternoon in the railroad yard when the 11-year-old Chris saw a little creature squatting down with its back towards the 11-year-old. Chris, curious, crept up to it, determined to catch it, grab it. And he did, and he lifted it up, and while screaming for his friends to help him with this little monster, the creature wiggled and even squealed so much that Chris became frightened, and as a result dropped the little green creature. The monster escaped to a nearby drain pipe, never to be seen again. The boys agreed that the strange creature was green in color, naked, without any fur or hair, with some sort of elephant-like skin, which felt dry. The boys mentioned that the small creature had rubbery-like skin. According to the boys, the monster was just less than 3 feet tall, humanoid in shape, with large ears and a tail that was long. The creature even walked upright on two legs. Now imagine, my friends, you being there that day in February of 1981 in Arnold, Pennsylvania, seeing that little green creature, that little green monster. Would you have been fearful, curious, puzzled, intrigued, mystified? Would you have been brave enough as Chris? I mean, I have four children. Sometimes kids can be quite bold when it comes to creatures. But would you have been brave enough as Chris as to try to capture that monster, not knowing that it might bite or possess supernatural powers? Some questions to ponder as you think about ancient monsters, these strange, unknown, supernatural monsters. Like I said, I believe in monsters. I believe they coexist with us today in our world. Do you? Having studied and researched on monsters for decades, I offer the following conclusions. First, monsters are indeed real. Millions of humans have encountered monsters at various times and places, thousands and thousands of accounts. Most are stories, and many are even different. I'm not naive, my friends, to think all these encounters were legitimate encounters with monsters. Some, no doubt, were fabrications, fables. Others, no doubt, were embellished. But I do believe some of the encounters were real encounters with monsters. I believe there are four types of monsters that humans encounter throughout history. They are the following. Number one, some of these monsters were a result of one's imagination. As a result of the movies one sees, books they have read, stories one has heard, all combined to provide the framework by which the mind draws from to paint a picture of a disturbing, terrifying creature / monster. The mind is complex, and it's easily capable of providing images outward in time and space. Number two, I think some of the monsters are prehistoric dinosaurs, actually. Due to their unique ability to detect, to escape detection, they're largely unknown. And as a result, when humans observe, they're unrecognizable. These monsters are actually animals in remote places of the earth. Isaiah 34, it's interesting. Look it up. Isaiah 34, verse 14. Speaks of night creatures. It could possibly refer to this kind of monster. Other monsters are dead corpses, I believe, energized by evil spirits. Some horrifying animal-like monsters are actually real animals that are dead, but are energized, animated, if you will, by evil spirits that possess them. So when the spirit enters the body of the animal, it disfigures the appearance such that it becomes horrifying to the beholder. Then finally, I think some monsters are actual demons that take upon an appearance of a monster to instill fear, to hinder, to confuse, to assault, to attack. It appears Satan has taken other forms other than a fallen angel throughout history. We see this in Revelation 12. The Apostle John speaks about Satan. He refers to Satan as being the serpent of old, being a dragon. Hence the possibility of some monsters being demons that disguise themselves as ancient monsters. Monsters, though, coexist in our world. They exist in time and space. Monsters are here on earth, so beware. I've encountered them. I know they're for real. My kids have encountered them. They know they're for real. You tell your children they are real, but you tell them they have power and authority in Jesus' name to tell the monster, the creature, the unknown, the strange, the supernatural creature to leave. If you come upon a monster, stand firm. Don't back down. Call upon the Lord Jesus Christ and use the power of Jesus Christ, the power of his blood. Speak the blood of Jesus. Speak of the resurrection of Jesus. Remember, all of creation, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22, all of creation. So it doesn't matter what kind of force or power creature it is. Remember, all creatures, the and the unseen, is subject to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So don't be fearful of ancient monsters. I'll be right back after this brief intermission.
You are listening to another thrilling edition of Deliverance with Jay Bartlett. These compelling podcasts are transformative, astounding, and inspiring. Lives are being encouraged, empowered, healed, restored, and liberated. Take a moment and support this global mission with a donation at jbartlettmissions.com. Visit the donate page and consider giving a recurring monthly donation. That's jbartlettmissions.com or call us at 877-483-5519. Thank you for your support to keep this worldwide mission alive.
We're exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. I'm Jay Bartlett. Thank you for taking a few moments to be with me as we discuss this whole subject of the unseen realm. We're actually exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. I was speaking about the reality of monsters. There's another kind of creature that exists, that coexists with us. It's the creature known as ghost. Ghosts, my friends, are real. The Bible even refers to the reality of ghosts. Some years ago, I was invited to speak at a suburban Dallas, Texas church, and at the conclusion of my message, a 25-year-old woman approached me in the foyer of the church with a troubled look in her face. That night, I had spoken on the subject of spiritual warfare, and I had mentioned the evidence of such in my message. Evidently, the message struck a chord with many at the church that cold December night. Not only did Tina want to speak with me, but many others as well. A number of young people surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ that night, and as a result, several approached me wanting to talk about their commitment. Tina, however, wanted to speak about something other than her desire to follow God. She wanted help from being tormented by demons. She wanted to be free. Since I knew we could be in a very intense battle for this young woman, I included a half dozen or so other believers to join me in a nearby room. Just minutes later, after presenting her need to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ, a demon manifested. Tina was no longer present, but rather an evil spirit hell-bent on waging war. That night, we battled 10 distinct demons within this young woman. But it was that first demon that had a remarkable confession was made. After obtaining the name of the demon, I asked the spirit to reveal the sin by which he had gained access into this woman's life. The demon said, when Tina was just 9 years of age, she communicated with a ghost. That ghost was none other than that demon we were now confronting 16 some years later. After the demon's expulsion, I was made aware in more detail of what transpired. Tina was surprised I knew of the incident with the ghost. While living in Maryland, here in America, Tina remembered one day, while in the bathroom, seeing a ghost gradually moving upwards on the stairwell to the second floor. She began to talk with this ghost. That communication with the ghost was just, in reality, a demon manifesting himself as a ghost to get little Tina to sin. As a result, Tina became demonized at the age of 9. Fortunately, Tina was delivered that night. It was a powerful exorcism and surrendered her life to Jesus Christ. But think about it, there's millions in our day who are tormented by ghosts. Now, the ghost was never to appear again to Tina, but many in our world are tormented by the appearance of ghosts. I deal with ghosts all the time. My kids have encountered ghosts. In fact, some years ago, my oldest daughter, at the age of 7, by the way, we were holding a seminar in Dallas, Texas, and there was a 14-year-old young boy that manifested a spirit named Ghost, and my little daughter helped me cast out Ghost that night in the name of Jesus Christ. But my children have encountered ghosts. I've encountered ghosts, many of my family members, but I've instructed my family how to deal with ghosts. But it begs the question, what is a ghost? One occult specialist defines ghosts as a shadowy reappearance of a deceased person. Well, these ghosts or apparitions have been haunting individuals and families for centuries. Most experiences with ghosts result in detecting unusual noises and smells. Many report of even a change in the actual temperature with the appearance of a ghost. Usually the experience is located in a place where a violent death has occurred. Some years ago, the University of Chicago's National Opinion Research Council conducted a poll. Their conclusion was quite startling. 42% of the adult population, again, this is those who actually were willing to admit to confess, but 42% of the adult population, 67% of widows appeared ghost-like experiences. I think the number's higher than that. Of these, 78%, nearly 80% involved visual images, 50% noises and voices, 32% involved in sensation of a presence, and 18% had communication with the apparition. And then nearly 50% experience a combination of phenomena. My friends, ghosts, however, are real. They're dangerous. They're to be avoided. Ghosts are in reality demons. This is generally the case. Underscore the word generally the case. Appearing to deceive, instill fear, torment, and confuse. You know, throughout history, there has been documented cases of hauntings by these unknown, strange, supernatural beings. I mean, throughout history, there's been documented cases of haunting by ghosts. At Hampton Court in the UK, it is said that the ghost of Sir Christopher is heard walking hurriedly up and down the stairs every February 26, which, by the way, is the day of his untimely death in 1723. I had a family member who recounts an encounter she had with an apparition when she was a little girl. It took place in her family's home. While she was in the living room, suddenly outside the window, she saw an unusual apparition with intense red eyes. Terrified, as a little girl, she would simply ran away. To this day, she does not know why this horrifying figure appeared to her. Over the years of counseling of those troubled by supernatural phenomena, I've come across a few situations where I've actually seen ghost-like apparitions. I would like to recount one of those experiences right now. I had just dealt with several violent demons within a young teenager when suddenly I witnessed something so supernatural. I mean, it was just bizarre. It was right outside this teenager's bedroom window. While looking outside this teenager's window, I noticed several shadowy forms which were swiftly moving to one place, to another. It was as if a demon was materializing into these shadowy, kind of ghost-like forms to get my attention off from helping this victim of demonization to their apparitions. These ghosts attempted to instill fear in me. They failed, however, and they readily confessed that they were appearing as such, the demons. They were speaking out of this young man I was ministering to. They readily confessed. They were the ones manifesting in ghost-like form. My friends, one should be careful when dealing with these unknown, strange, and supernatural beings, but they're real. Just like monsters are real, ghosts around. These supernatural creatures of the night, you need to be careful with when dealing with these ghosts. Most ghosts are driven with desire to haunt. The haunting may occur in dwelling place or in a property. In either case, the ghosts are to be driven out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I wouldn't ask them questions or converse with them. Simply command the ghost to leave the home and property in the authority of Jesus Christ. Now, there are times when you have to do what I term as deeper deliverance. That's a whole another entire subject into its that we would probably need to discuss at some point. But at most ghosts, you just simply take the authority that you have in Jesus Christ. Just tell them to go. I've done this on numerous occasions for families and individuals terrorized by a ghost. Some years ago, while speaking at a church here in North America, I was asked to exorcise a home that had been haunted for many years. The terror ceased after my visit as I exorcised their home of the evil spirits that haunted them. I just stood my ground and told the ghosts, the creatures of the night, the monsters to leave, and they left. Combating ghosts, though, is serious business. We are indeed involved in a spiritual battle with these unknown, strange, and supernatural creatures of the night. But don't be deceived. Do not be deceived. These ghosts seek to be something they are truly not. So don't be deceived. They're actually demons. Satan, a fallen angel, seems to have manifested himself on several occasions in various kinds of forms. We see this in Genesis 3, in Zechariah chapter 3, Matthew chapter 4. We see that the Apostle John in Revelation 12 refers to Satan as a dragon, as a snake, as a serpent of old. They could assume forms, demons, devil, to appear physically to those whom they desire to deceive, to haunt, to attack. In many cases, demons will even transform in a very distinct, like ghost-like form to torment. But remind yourself, my brothers and sisters, that God did not give us a spirit of fear. We do not need to be fearful of these ghosts, these creatures of the night. They're just defeated demons seeking to instill fear. Remember, Jesus Christ has risen. And it's at God the Father's right hand, where every power is in submission to him, including these unknown, strange, and supernatural creatures of the night. And perhaps you have been tormented. It's time. Perhaps you have them in your home. Let me pray. First, you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. You need to say, Jesus Christ is my Lord. I repent of my sin. Go ahead, pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I repent of my sin. I declare you as Lord and Savior. Please forgive me. Cleanse me. I break all the ancestral bondages on my mother and father's side. I break the bondages. And I fully submit and surrender my life to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the shedding of your blood, the power of your resurrection. Now, you have become a child of the living God. Now, I want you to speak to the ghost, to these unusual, unknown, and strange supernatural beings that are tormenting you and your family. I want you to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I dedicate my family, my home, my property to the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I reject these evil beings. These unknown, strange, supernatural beings. Satan, take your claws off my life and off my home, off my family. And I command every evil spirit that's bringing fear, torment, and hauntings, that are seeking to attack and assault, leave by the powerful blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I invoke the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I command every evil spirit to submit and depart right now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now, many of you are sensing some rhythm, and if you feel like the demons, maybe even inside, just tell it to go. Say, go. Spirits, ghosts, monsters, whoever you may be, manifesting these various forms. You evil spirit of death, destruction, of witchcraft, you go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of my body, come out of my mind, come out of my heart now in Jesus' name. Come out. Many of you are getting some freedom. If there's anything we could do to help on our end, you email me at j@jbartlandmissions.com. God, I ask that you fill each and every one with your precious Holy Spirit. Fill them with your love, your joy, your peace, your power, your presence. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And by the way, you know, speaking about exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural, I wrote a book on this subject. And it's called Exploring the Unknown, the Strange, and the Supernatural. It's an eye-opening analysis of the evil supernaturalism in our world. It's available. We just revised this book. I know the first edition, I don't know, it's 125 pages, but I think the new edition is even many more pages than that. Exploring the Unknown, the Strange, and the Supernatural is available at Amazon. And available at my website, jbartlandmissions.com. Check it out. It's one of my first books that was published some nearly 20 years ago. We revised it. I believe it was last year. We revised this extraordinary popular book. Get your copy today at amazon.com. Exploring the Unknown, the Strange, and the Supernatural. I bless each and every one of you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a production of the Good News Podcasting Network, based in sunny Southern California. Feel free to contact for more information on the Deliverance Podcast at jbartlandmissions.com or call us at 877-483-5519. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.